I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. At least one major abortion provider on Thursday resumed providing the procedure to patients who had previously been shut out by Texas's near-total ban on abortions. This comes less than a day after a federal judge temporarily halted enforcement of the law. Whole Woman's Health is also booking consultation and abortion appointments for patients who were unable to get abortions because they were too far along in their pregnancies, according to Texas's new law. Some other clinics in Texas say they're doing the same thing. Texas is appealing Wednesday night's ruling that put a temporary block on the law. If the Texas law is ultimately upheld by higher courts, it won't protect providers who perform those services during this legal pause while the law makes its way through the legal process. A bill prohibiting transgender student athletes from joining school sports teams aligned with their gender identity is heading to the full Texas House, where it is likely to pass following a House committee's approval. After more than 8 hours of emotional testimony this week, the House Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies voted along party lines to advance House Bill 25. The legislation would restrict student athletes at public schools to playing on sports teams that correspond with the sex listed on their birth certificate, at or near the time of their birth. Lawmakers' attempts at such restrictions have previously failed 3 times this year. But Wednesday's committee vote helped the legislation clear a key hurdle that increases its likelihood of becoming law this time. Republican lawmakers have portrayed the legislation as a way to protect cisgender women's rights under Title IX, a federal law that restricts discrimination on the basis of sex in educational settings. Democrats and other opponents of the legislation question what problem lawmakers are trying to solve and pointed out how bills targeting transgender children hurt the mental health of already vulnerable kids. The University Interscholastic League, which governs public school sports in Texas, already requires that an athlete's gender be determined by their birth certificate. However, the UIL also accepts legally modified birth certificates, on which students may have had their gender officially changed to align with their gender identity. HB 25 would no longer allow for the acceptance of legally modified birth certificates. Each year, more people of color, especially Hispanics, become Texas residents. According to the 2020 census, Texans of color as a whole accounted for 95% of the state's population growth. So the importance of teaching non-English-speaking children has never been higher. But the pandemic is threatening what was already a fragile area of education. Across the state, researchers have found that the number of English learners who failed to become proficient in the language after 5 years of ESL classes is increasing. Researchers haven't pinpointed an exact reason, but noted the factors include lack of funding, teacher shortages, and where students live. The path to progress has been complicated by school interruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. It's no secret that the shift to virtual learning and the uncertainty the pandemic brought have impacted students and resulted in skill gaps, especially for poor students and students of color. Teachers have encountered several problems with virtual learning, such as students not logging onto their computers or logging in but not paying attention. Parents of ESL students also are not able to help their kids because they don't know the language and say attending classes in person is the best way for their children to learn the language because they're able to practice speaking with each other. Earlier this year, Texas lawmakers passed Senate Bill 560. The measure calls for educators to come up with a more strategic plan to improve bilingual education by looking for ways to increase the number of bilingual teachers and dual language programs, and have educators come up with better ways to identify students who need to be enrolled. When the next legislative session comes around, lawmakers need to have a plan and a timeline to execute what the law is intended to do. They also say for things to even get going, it's imperative that Texas recruits, retains, and grows bilingual teachers. Tune into The Brief this weekend for a bonus episode. The Tribune's Ashley Miznazi talks with a UT student navigating the frustrating process of applying for the federal immigration program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Until then, check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. Or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau. Texas Farm Bureau offers a liability sign that meets the language requirements under the Farm Animal Liability Act. Get your sign today at txfb.us.